audio. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lisa Durgan is here tonight from, Stuff Magazine. Stuff Magazine named her the sexiest sportscaster, Drew.
I can see that.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah. Right? I mean, there is some competition these days.
Yeah.
There didn't used to be, yeah. But there's a lot of... A lot of good-looking ladies in the world of sportscasting, and not just talking heads. Like they're actually into sports. Lisa was talking our ear off about golf
last time.
How could we forget? She loves her goddamn golf, this Lisa. She's a great golfer. Just ask her. And I'm no good at golf, so I'm bitter.
But she also excluded you from her list of potential mates because of that.
Because of my inability to play golf.
Yeah, I've never had a boyfriend that wasn't at least out there with me all the time.
Well, I'll go out there with you.
Well, I don't want to play with you if you're not that good.
That's not the point. He's going to sit there. He's going to drink beer.
Drink
the red wine we were talking about.
Hey, golf is great because the chick comes by in the golf cart, which is really just like a mini keg truck. Like she comes by with booze. Like what other sport does somebody with booze on wheels that come by and ask you, make change and give you Pringles and give you beer? It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, where they drive up to you, but if you're at a baseball game, they walk down the steps, but usually they're not a cute girl.
Yeah, but you're not playing baseball, though.
No.
Yeah, you're not playing. This is, you're actually participating in a sport.
I see your point.
Someone's giving you beer.
Right.
Well, that'll get you out there.
Lisa is also part of the Best Damn Sports Show, period, which I think I did a couple of weeks back.
I was going to say, yeah.
But I didn't see you.
Well, I'm not on the set every single day. I'm
a correspondent. You were doing correspondent work. But I didn't see it. I didn't see it piped in via the TV set or whatever. I don't
could have been
on
the floor right above doing my anchoring. So I probably was in the building because I do remember you stopping by.
She is a former St. Pauli girl, by the way, which is, I don't know. I have a very, and Drew, now be honest with me. I have a very, no, I was going to say soft spot in my heart for the hot chicks on the beer posters at the liquor store.
Sure.
That's
all you had when you were a younger male.
Yeah. No,
Adam would stare and take note and then go home.
I worked at a liquor store when I was in high school, and I would stare at those beer posters, and there was something, I don't think posters have the same connection or lure they have with teenage boys as they did when we were growing up, but that's kind of what we had. And it didn't have to be, Farrah Fawcett or Linda Carter, something like that.
Linda Carter.
Well, she was in a Wonder Woman outfit once. Don't you ever? Oh my God! Hold on.
Adam.
Okay, I'm done. I'm like a ninja. Yeah, Linda Carter in the Wonder Woman outfit was hot. But okay, here's my point. I worked at the liquor store. I would see the St. Pauli girl of yore, of course. And there's like the
that's why I refer to a visceral reaction because it's so much a part of your youth and memory.
The Makita Tool girl was hot. It's hot,
That's all you had.
Yeah, that's what else I had. Yeah,
you had that in the pool box.
No,
the inflatable raft box.
Yeah. Hot. I was in love with a chick that was on a raft box.
Oh my gosh!
Because she was floating on the raft.
That's all young males had was for images of the female.
I used to go to the Big Five in Studio City just to check. I couldn't afford the raft. Oh, I didn't have a pool.
Unbelievable.
But I stare at the raft box.
Well, St. Pauli made a 6-foot cardboard cutout, so
yeah.
I should have brought that in for you.
No, I got
he's okay
one.
Now.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Had hinged knees. Yeah. I just used shoe leather. I didn't actually put a hinge in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what's great?
Yeah. What's great?
Also, another reason why I'm here is the bench warmer trading card.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
Which you can carry in your pocket.
That's what I need, because I cannot travel with that 6-foot cardboard cutout of yours.
Here, look.
Yeah, they got bench warmer trading cards. This is Lisa holding a football and wearing, I call those panties, yes, Drew?
Yeah.
And a bra.
Hot pants.
Little hot panty things. Now, is there gum in here?
Why did you open it up?
All right.
Series 3 just is coming out this week.
Is this I must admit I never collected baseball cards or trading cards or comic books or anything like that.
Well, you were just staring at the posters at the liquor store.
Yeah, yeah. I never got into this stuff. Is it big? Is it sweeping the nation?
It's a phenomenon.
It is.
Yeah.
And where do you get these?
everywhere. Spencer Gifts, Tower Records, any place where you can buy trading cards has them.
And do you go to...
You can go to benchwarmer.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is it's girls.
No, no, it is. Yeah, we don't see a bunch of sweaty guys with pork chop sideburns and you know, slugging percentage. You just got hot chicks in bikinis. And then you collect and you trade.
Here's a piece of a bikini on this one, Adam.
Oh, there's an actual piece of a bikini on here. It's like this one may be scratch and sniff, Drew.
Okay, I knew you were going there.
Yep.
Well, I mean, look at that.
And the girl,
if you look at
her picture, I think she's wearing...
That bikini.
She's wearing, and there's actual... Hold on, but are we in prison? I got porn at home. We think we're on an island somewhere? I'll go home. I got tons of porn. What do I need this for? Ooh, look, Drew. You get
carry it in your pocket.
Oh, okay, all right. All right.
It's to break the 14-year-old in slowly.
I see. So. I see. This is for the young man.
This is for any man or woman.
No, no. Women will be...
Whatever
women
your
will be, no, women will get pissed off if they see it. Wow. Crazy, crazy batch of ethnicities here, too. Look at that. You got one of everything. Now, wait. Kathleen Collins. So, you're... wait, did I find you? Is this you?
I think you got me right there.
Yeah, okay, good.
And when you get Series 3, I'm on the cover.
Oh, really? All right. Well, give me those. I'm going to take this one. I like this one. Who's this chick?
See, the...
Yeah,
the
Kathleen
listeners,
Collins. Nothing wrong
the listeners
with
can't see these, but they can go out and get them.
They're
so
great
they'll see
looking.
What you've got in your hand right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the plan.
Engineer Chris is eyeballing this stuff a little bit.
You want some of this? Yeah, take some of these
Come on,
cards.
Throw him a bone.
There you go. And take that. He lives at home. I know you think that's hot, right? Yeah. Yeah, oh, these are, and there's some are rookie cards, like Sonia Vera over here. It's a rookie card?
You've got it all in there.
Yeah. All right. All right. And you can
something
get these.
Something for everyone.
You can get them where? Anywhere.
Tower Records, Spencer Gifts, benchwarmer.com if you're lazy and you just want to go right to the site.
They don't have gum, though. Shouldn't that come with gum?
Do you want it for the gum?
Well, it's just one of those things you don't want the parsley, but you're mad if it's not on the side of the plate.
It's also, what do you tell the person at the cash register?
Yeah, now you're just buying pocket porn.
Right.
At this place, in this case, be like, I want some gum. I guess there's some scantily clad chicks I got to
get
too.
Well, you can buy
too.
A pack of gum when you're buying one of these.
Well, all I'm saying, if you're doing trading cards, you gotta shove the gum in there. That's all I'm saying.
We'll throw a pack in there for you.
All right, please. Please do. All right, Drew. That's enough. All right?
Yep.
You good? All right, we're moving forward. Kelly?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
Hold on a second. I'm the first guy to think of putting gum in here? You got to put gum. It's like there's some sort of federal mandate that says you have to put gum in trading card things.
Not anymore. That's in the old days.
The cellophane, I would be angry if I bought this and didn't have gum in it.
Because cellophane says gum?
This says gum. This screams gum at me. From the highest mountain,
you
gum.
You know what? If you want a trading card with a guy on it, you get the gum. If you get the ones with the girls on it, we think that's enough.
All right. You're probably right. But look, Engineer Chris, look at that. Now, you would think, you bet me $1,000, give me 10-1 odds that had gum in it, right? All right.
Yeah, you okay? Hands ready here, too.
Hands, man. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Kelly.
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend is in Hawaii, and he's not coming home until next Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 7 months away. And I don't know. It's kind of like banging my head against a brick wall, I guess. I really don't know what to do.
What's he doing in Hawaii?
He's in the Marine Corps.
When's he coming back?
Christmas.
What's he...
How long, for good, he's going to stay in Christmas?
He's signed up for 5 years, so he's been in for a year and a half.
No, Kelly, this doesn't sound like something you should...
I got a note from producer Ann that next year's series will have gum in it because people, have been outraged, quite frankly. Outraged. But I'll tell you what's going to end up happening is from now on, they're going to have gum in them. The ones that didn't have the gum
collectors.
Will become collectors.
So don't open them.
Don't open them. Well, you could even open them, but the point is it won't have any of that white powder residue comes off the gum, and that'll become a collector series. I know it sounds funky now, but this happens all the time. Records that have a deleted track on them or something later on, they become collectors
records.
Because what they don't have. You see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right.
She doesn't know what a record is.
I'm going back in the day. Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's very funny.
What?
I know what a record is.
No, but I'm saying records because I'm saying it was a collector. Stuff's worth a lot today because in the days of yore.
Just the reaction was classic. Records.
Records.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. What am I, 65 and you're 14?
Just giving you a hard time.
No kidding. All right, where
let's
are
help
we?
Her.
Yeah, Adam is sensitive about his age these
I'm
days.
I'm really sensitive.
He is sensitive.
I'm sensitive.
He is, yeah.
Very sensitive.
We had a 21-year-old in here, and she wasn't interested in him, and it sent him reeling.
He said I was too old for her.
Oh.
Reeling. Yeah. And I'd explain to him that she just meant she was healthy. It'd be weird.
Yeah. It was at Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hot stuff. Well, she's riding high now. Talk to her in a few years. She'll be begging for me. Yeah. Kelly?
Yes.
So, Kelly, this sounds like a relationship that may not be meant to, meant for right now, anyway. The people your age, 17, 18, 19, tend to sort of try to cling to relationships because you feel like this is the one and only, and there's never going to be anything like this again. But it's sort of normal for people to split up and go on with their life and go to college and go into military training, whatever it might be. Mm. Takes them apart. And if you get back together again in the future, that's fine. But you really got to get on with your life right now.
I can't believe this son of a bitch is in Hawaii when everyone else is in Iraq.
Well, he may end up, he's got four more years to go.
I hope he goes there. What's he doing in Hawaii?
He's I can't remember the name, meteorological equipment technician.
Hmm. They got some sort of base over there.
It's so interesting. Each of us, you know, we here as a Marine, we got the gun on the front lines. And no.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. It's like
the landing gear on a Navy jet. That's what
that's, I know. Everybody works for an airline, I figure, flies the plane. Right. Like less than 1% of them actually even see the plane.
Right.
Yeah, that's but I thought, oh, you fly a plane. Well, it's funny because you're missing an arm and you're blind.
You work on the plane?
You're morbidly obese. You're confined to a wheelchair. Yeah, I attract baggage. So you're not flying the plane anymore? I never did fly the plane. Oh, you gave up flying the plane. Yeah, I can't. It just, we go right to the exciting part.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Or what our brain sort of takes us to, yeah.
Well, we just don't have room in there to pull out all the nuances of every job.
Yeah, the support teams. All right, Kelly, just, I think it may be time.
All right.
Get on with your life.
Molly? Yep, Molly?
Hello.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have been going to a therapist, like, for maybe 5 months now, kind of, like, on and off. Hmm. But, like, I can't open up to her, and I don't really, like, open up to my friends or anything, like,
how come?
About anything.
How come?
I don't know.
All right.
What kind of stuff you got in there that needs to be brought out?
Oh, I just have never been able to do it.
But what is it
what
you
we,
need to bring
what
up?
What do you need to know? You're 16. Maybe you don't have anything in you.
Well, okay, like, whenever I get depressed a lot, or, like, it's, like, hard for me to tell any of my friends, like, anything.
Well, first off, is there anything deep and dark we need to know about?
Like
molested or physically abused? You ever get a cellophane packet with cards in it and no gum? We ever traumatized that way?
No.
No. So you're just a 16-year-old who has her good days and her bad days?
Yeah, but it's, like, all the time. And, like, I think more than, like, or, like, all the time during the day, everything I do, I always regret it.
All right. You're depressed. Let's just go talk to
you. Yeah, and so...
All right. Hold on. I'm not deeming this a call. I feel bad for her, but yeah, join the party. Every 16-year-old in the world
right.
thinks she's fat and doesn't like her friends and doesn't feel like she can open up to anybody. Molly's depressed, like half the nation is. Here's what you got to do. Let's start talking to your friends.
There you go.
You don't open up to them. You don't want to open up to them.
Too bad.
Go ahead and do it. That's what they're there for.
Yep.
And by the way, everyone, just sort of kickstart yourself a little bit. Just going to therapy. Let's go ahead and do it. All right.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holly?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yes, I'm 17.
What's up?
I slept with my best friend about a month ago.
Yeah, a female, it says.
You're lesbian.
Yeah.
No, I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Your Highness.
Well, it's okay. I love you.
Drew, you're way off.
I didn't... Oh.
I heard you say lesbian.
Okay. You're a lesbian.
You're Mormon? Yeah.
What?
Mormon lesbian. All right, go ahead, Holly. All right, so you slept with your friend.
Yeah.
Your best friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now she's, like, freaked out because somebody found out about it, and now, like, she's telling everybody I raped her and all kinds of crap.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that might have made her think you raped her? Or?
Oh, the roofies and the
I know her pretty well, and I know it's pretty much because she doesn't want anybody to know that she's, like, bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just afraid to admit it, so she decides to go... You
know. How did this all go down, so to speak? How did it happen?
Well, we've slept with each other at least 5 times before she decided to go tell everybody this.
Does she initiate these things?
She's the one who initiated in the first place.
Yeah. She sounds pretty chaotic.
Holly sounds like a sack of trouble herself.
Put the two together.
I am not trouble.
Where's your loser dad? What did he do to you before he left?
That's always the question.
Yes.
That's mean.
Where is he?
What happened?
Where is he?
He's upstairs.
Aha. Mm. He's in heaven.
No. Actually, in his bedroom.
His bedroom in heaven?
No.
Oh, okay. He lives with you?
Yeah.
What's he do? Muffler shop?
My mom and my dad run a preschool daycare in my house.
In your house?
Yeah.
Did they do anything weird to you?
No.
That's got to be weird.
No.
Kids.
Rats running around the carpet everywhere.
No physical abuse, huh?
Hold on. How come I don't trust anyone who opens a daycare center? What is that?
I know.
We should like these people,
I think,
right?
We're so used to hearing about all the horror stories.
Yeah.
No, it feels like...
It feels like an abnormal impulse. Like a strange... Do it in your house.
There's
intrusive.
There's something wrong with it. Yeah, it's weird and intrusive because it's in your house.
Yeah.
It's crazy ambitious and super lazy at the same time. Like, on one hand, you're going to have, 27 4-year-olds running around in your house all day? That's crazy. The other part is, how lazy are you that you can't get dressed and go get your own job?
Right.
I don't trust it.
And it's such a personal thing to bring children into your own home. It seems a weird boundary issue.
Yeah. What happens
when somebody doesn't pick up their kid? You want to sit down and have a glass of wine.
Yeah. And maybe a little sleeping pill, too. We're going to try some Ambien, me and Lisa, in the parking lot after the show.
Oh, that'll be pretty.
That'll be a first for everything.
We'll sleep on the parking lot.
Well, I may have to crash at your place.
I don't think so.
Well, when I say crash, I mean actually drive my car into the side of your house. I literally mean
that's
crash.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what I mean when I say crash at your pad. Sometimes it's confusing when people don't know
after
what I'm talking
about. What the hell are you going
to
do?
I may have to crash at your pad, and I'm actually parked in my car in the living room. All right. Molly, something's screwy with Molly. Molly?
My name's Holly.
Holly, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Something seems up. How'd you become bisexual?
Well... I've been bisexual. I've actually been attracted to girls since.
Are you lesbian or just not? Are you lesbian?
No, I'm bisexual.
I'm surprised you guys are quizzing her on it. Isn't that every guy's dream?
Nah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really happen without a lot of stuff going on. At least not on this show.
When did you lose your virginity?
This year.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the first time you're with a?
When was the first time you were with a girl?
First time I was with a girl, about 5 years ago.
You were 12?
Yeah.
Now we're talking here. Mm-hmm. And who was the girl?
Her.
And how old was she?
Same girl. Well, she's same age, right?
We haven't established that. She's 17?
All right. So are you think you're in love with this girl?
Oh. Oh, I was.
You were.
This girl may be an abuse survivor, and maybe she acted out on Holly.
It was,
you were in love with her. So you're calling her your friend, but you're really falling in love with her.
I've been in love with her for a long time. She just doesn't know about it.
So you're a lesbian. Oh. You're not
that's a lesbian.
No, I like men, though.
All right.
I'm attracted to men, also.
All right. Well, look, here's my plan for you. This chick's chaotic. This is just going to be drama.
I guarantee you she's the girlfriend's a sexual abuse survivor.
Yeah.
Acting on when she's 12.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about all that stuff at 12.
No. Well, no.
You weren't?
No.
What were you thinking about?
Well.
Golf?
Golf.
Golf was 12 was when I started. Yeah.
So you're thinking about golf?
I was thinking about golf.
All right.
And my lessons twice a week. That's what I was worried about.
Golf lessons?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to kick my dad right in the nuts. As a matter of fact, I'm going to borrow your sand wedge and just tee off right on his sack. Golf lessons. Can you imagine lessons?
I did that for my kids.
You got them golf lessons. What about
they
you?
Like, they had like a golf camp.
They went to golf camp?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the hell's
so
wrong? You're
going to
turn those kids into like wasps. They'd be Aryan youth.
They wanted to
Well, because they want to go to Mars, too. Mm. They don't get to go.
It's like a week-long
oh,
golf camp.
Truest kids. They go to the Disneyland Hotel for like a month. It's like Michael Jackson. They take up a whole floor. It's the entourage. Come on. You're going to ruin those kids, Drew. They're going to lose their eye. They need their edge.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to be hungry.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to be hungry.
You're right.
Drew, what's the most important thing for someone to be?
Got
to
be hungry.
I just say hungry.
Oh, hungry.
Just say.
A big part.
What's the most important thing for something to be? Yeah. Just say hungry when I point. You ready?
And?
What's the most important quality a man can have? No, say hunger. A man can have.
Hunger.
Yeah, but.
Hunger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now get a hand in and break it down. Let's go. Go, Lisa. Get a hand in. We're going to break it down now. Got to be hungry now. Don't sit on your helmets. Helmet's not a chair, gentlemen. All right. Laura? Laura?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for about 3 months, and he can't come when we're having sex. Mm-hmm. And it's been on 3 occasions, I think, that he has been able to come, but he doesn't. And actually, I've questioned it before, and he's let me know that he has to fake his orgasms with most of his lovers, which, mm-hmm. you know, it gets me a little bit insecure, I guess, but I don't know if it's me or I don't know what's his deal.
Well, obviously, it's not you if he has to fake with other people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
He was forthcoming to tell her that, though, because most guys would be embarrassed.
We're really good friends. I mean, I've only known this guy for 3 months, and we've become really close friends. And he says I'm the first girl that he's opened up about, you know, his problem, I guess.
Smart.
He doesn't think it's a problem.
He doesn't think it's a problem. Is he on medication?
Yeah. Tell that to his balls, by the way, who are mad as hell. Not going to take it anymore.
Is he on medication?
We were talking about this last night, and he said, it's just, I can go for a really long time. And I said, is it that you can go for a really long time, or can you even go at all?
Ooh.
Is he on medication?
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. And
other means he can achieve this, but other than intercourse?
No, I mean,
good question.
He's, the first time I had him oral sex, mm-hmm. he actually told me, you know, the only way I can get off is with sex. Oral doesn't get me off. And I was like, what?
I couldn't hang. We got nothing to talk about me and this character. Nothing.
I've never heard that one.
He's dead to me.
I haven't heard that either.
And,
you're not gonna.
And I feel that I work it pretty well.
I mean, you're just not.
Well,
you know?
And it surprises me.
No one's gonna say that.
When he says, this is the time we're having sex, it's an orgasm for him, but he can't go.
He can't go.
He can't come.
All right. Well, there are some guys that are wired that way. That's just the way it is.
There are. And
he needs to kind of pay attention and figure it out a little bit. He needs to put a hand in.
He's in denial?
Let's go. He's got to break it down. He's got to get a hand in. That helmet's not a chair, gentlemen. And when I say gentlemen, I use that term loosely. Okay, ladies. Come on now.
I don't know what else to do.
All right.
It's not about Laura. It's not about you.
Quiet down. Quiet down.
Relax.
Now, how old is he?
He is 19.
He's 19.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say this. And Drew, who's a man of exquisite passion, ladies should know that about Drew. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on the air, but he's a man who's bursting at the seams with passion. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. It caught Lisa's attention now. Now she's listening. A man of Drew's exquisite passion could not understand something like this.
No.
I, who do not have the same passion level that Drew has.
Right.
For anything, really, quite honestly.
Except Ambien and red wine.
I like red wine, yeah. I like my pills. I'll be crashing into your place later tonight, at least.
But except for that. Okay. The engine is barely on.
Except for that. Right. Yeah. Right. Understand that, you know, man can go. A guy at 19, especially if he's a little bit of a squirrely or a little bit late bloomer, may not have it worked out just yet.
Yeah, yeah.
He can hit his
rhythm.
Well,
that's the point.
That's what he's got to do. He's got to work it in and work it out.
He's, the fact that he's even making it an issue for Laura is like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Get your act together.
Yeah. Laura, here's what you need to do. I'm telling you this is going to help. You need to figure out if he beats off, and if he does, what position is he in when he beats off, because that's going to be his prime position.
There you go.
Lisa's nodding feverishly. She's also a woman of extreme passion. You two could have passionate kids.
Passionate. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Find that out. Tell him to get on it. And don't make it such a big issue about he's not doing this. I can't do that for him. Just enjoy your
relax.
Enjoy your intimacy.
Not about Laura
at all. Not about you. Not your prom. Have your intimacy. Have your relationship and see where it goes.
There you go.
And by the way, use protection because he will figure it out and you'll get pregnant first time around.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
She's calling from Van Nuys. That means...
by the way, morning after pill, shot down for over the counter.
All right. We're taking a break. Well, when we come back, I'm coming back with an ass full of steam for this. Because I do have passion for this.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
All right. Lisa Durgan is here tonight. She's got the bench warmer trading cards. No gum, everybody. But if you get these early ones, they're going to be collector's editions because the new ones will have the gum. You see?
Gotta get on it.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is here tonight. She's a sportscaster on Fox Sports West.
Net.
Oh, net. Didn't I screw that up last time?
Well, everybody always does that. They say Fox Sports Net, well, Fox Sports West, Fox Sports 2.
Fox Sports. You can find her on Best Damn Sports Show, period. Yeah?
Have you both been on?
I did Tom's wedding.
You did Tom?
No, I didn't do Tom. I did his wedding
Arnold.
Roast, his bachelor party thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the only time I did that show.
I've been on maybe three times. The show's been going good and going strong.
I would love to do that show, actually. I think it'd be fun just to sit around. What do they talk about?
Politics.
But if it was somebody like us, what would they talk with me about? You know what I mean?
I don't know what they talk about.
That's what's so great. Everybody that comes on our show, it's not just... You know, sports.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
I happen to know a fair amount about sports.
I know.
Thank you.
But we don't even care if you do. We'll find something.
I did something for them. You did it, too. Some sort of 50th anniversary thing. I can't remember what it was, but they asked lots of questions about sports things you remember.
That was for another show, I think.
But it was at Fox, right?
Yeah.
I did that, and I realized I don't know anything other than what happened between about 1972 and 1980.
Now, why is that?
Because he's an idiot.
Those are my sports... fan years or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I knew a ton about that interval, and then I know a little bit about the last 4 years.
Well, Drew's a man of passion and a doctor, so he was spending a lot of time focusing on his doctoring.
My passion.
Well, he'll get
pursuits.
Into it a lot pursuits. More again because of his kids.
That's
yes,
exactly
kids
right.
will get him
that's exactly,
into
that's
it.
That's exactly why I'm back into it.
That's right.
Yeah. But then he sends him off to the camp, so he's not.
No, the golf is not for me. Golfing is not for me.
Okay. Well, now you guys can't hang. So that makes two of us. I'll still be crashing into your pen. You can go to www.benchwarmer.com and I think get a free set of these cards, or so I hear. We got stuff to talk about, Drew. One is the May birthdays list that was posted all over the station. It's nice. And by the way, this it's one of these things that didn't exist. I don't know if it exists in other fields. Before I got into television, before I got into radio, no one gave a rat's ass about your birthday. As a matter of fact, it was sort of, it was a pain in the ass if it was your birthday. Because
in
I was
offices
like,
and
what
things.
Do we do? We got to get him something?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
are we going to do? My birthday's in this month, by the way.
And yet I see 29 names there.
Right.
Yours must be at the top.
Now, my birthday is on May 27th. Now, you see my name there under the 27th of May?
No.
What name
Happy
is that?
Birthday, you're not special.
My Young Joo Yoon.
Yeah, there's a crazy Korean person that's, or maybe Chinese. What would that be?
Korean.
Yeah, go Korean. Yeah. There's some crazy Korean woman who's getting married, has the temerity to be born on the same day as I. Who also works at this radio station. But there's really, it's a big laminated thing. It says May birthdays. Got a picture of cards and candles and cakes and presents. There's 25 names on it. And nice man didn't make the cut this year.
There you go. What are you doing?
I got
you're a pretty popular guy, you know.
Young June. Yeah,
I'm sure
Yoon
over Kimmel
there.
They put you up. Stick your name up.
As a matter of fact, I got to look into that. All right. Lisa Durgan here. What else, Drew? Oh, you were going to complain about...
Morning after pill.
I've been looking at this for a week. The only reason I brought it in is because I like the crazy novelty name that's where my name should be. MYUNG-JOOYOON.
That's good times.
Yep, that's where the round eye should have been, right there. All right.
So the director of the FDA decided on his own to disregard the unanimous clinical direction of his advisors, which was to put the morning after pill over the counter, which is this pill, just the birth control pill, but you take after intercourse instead of before. Mm-hmm. And it works by preventing ovulation, just the way the pill works normally.
Yeah.
But because it's after intercourse, people have this sort of magical belief that it must be an abortion pill, which it is not.
Right.
In fact, it could eliminate abortion in this country.
Right.
And throughout the world, somewhere around 40 to 60 million users, prescriptions have been issued. Not a single adverse event in the history of its use.
Well, that means they're due. That means they're due.
You can't say that about aspirin. I see what you're saying. About aspirin, Tylenol, anything else, it is one of the safest products out there.
And so now they're taking it off.
Well, it was supposed to go over the counter in the United States, like other civilized countries.
Right.
And essentially because of political issues, it was shelved for a while, so to speak.
Well, you know, Bush, he's a very he's a strong-faced man, and he talks to God a lot, and I'm sure...
He should talk directly to God about this one, either because God will say, hey, get your act together.
Well,
come on, hey.
Here's the thing. I don't want the FDA making moral judgment calls. You pinheads just decide if something's safe or not, and then if it is, let us decide whether it's morally okay for us to ingest it or not.
You.
If it's morally safe, I mean, if it's egregious, if it
compels people to immorally egregious action, I'm all for keeping it off the shelves. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
one
could argue then that wouldn't be safe. I mean, if it got people to kill, then even though it was safe for you, it might not be safe for your neighbor.
Right.
But can we get to the bottom of this, you know, condoms or birth control? I mean, here's what I'm saying. We are under the impression in this country that if you educate kids about sexuality, that's going to get them to go out and have sex.
By the way, only topic that we apply that logic to. If we talk to drugs, you
we
start talking. You got to talk talking when they're four.
Talk
but
to
with
them.
Sex, if you talk to them, they're going to want to do it. Like, what?
I know.
Wait, which is it?
That's a good point.
Why just sex? It's the only human behavior that if you talk about, you make people do.
Go, girl!
Oh, I'm so upset about this.
I am too. And these pussy Bible thumping right wing Republicans, really. And look, I don't like the Democrats any better, but they screw this one up.
Everybody on
every
the outside. The ends of the bell curve, all you extremists on either side of the aisle,
please
go
kill
away.
Yourselves.
Go away.
Please kill yourselves.
Let the rest of us sort this out. But the far right and the far left should get it. Go away.
Can't you guys just eat a goddamn bullet?
Let the rest of us
effing
let the rest of us
please.
Work this life out a little bit.
Please, yes. There's 99% of us would like to. We're right thinking, rational human beings who can make decisions, who don't subscribe to your bizarre voodoo religions.
And by the way, are we about ideology? Or about helping people? Which is it?
Right.
Decide and be honest. Which is it? If it's ideology, great, fine. Defend your GD ideology.
Why is it such a taboo thing? Though?
Well, here's what it is. The people that say they want that they're against abortion really aren't against abortion per se as much as they're against people having sex without consequences. They don't think that's morally right. And, you know, I got to say that I do believe nature will step in eventually. I mean, you know, when you start getting the line of guys 40 deep in front of the glory hole at the at the bathhouse, eventually something like AIDS comes into the mix. Nature's
just
interesting
like,
that way. Yeah, it has a way of sort of limiting activity that gets too far out there. That's just my personal sort of atheist belief. But these guys don't like the idea that a 15-year-old girl can have sex and not have consequences. So they focus on the abortion issue, but it's really the part about people getting laid. and them not being able to control it. And it all, most of it stems from them not getting laid in their high school days. And they say they're against abortion. Then someone comes out with a set of safe pills. Hey, everybody. Hey, great news, all you anti-abortion people. Great news. I got this pill. It's going to cut way down on abortions. Oh, we're not. No,
we're
voting against that. Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
You don't want that, but I thought you were against. No,
which is it? Which is it?
Yeah.
People
which
that are barking
is it?
About
hypocrites.
It have too much free time.
Oh, well, that goes well.
Here's what you can do with
without
free
time. Saying. Go ahead. I'm too fired up. Forget about those cards. That's nonsense, Drew. We're talking about life or death over here. I'm just saying that.
Leslie's a bone.
I'm crashing.
At her pad. That's
crash
right.
My bone into her pad later on in the evening, Drew. Lisa Durgan here, everybody. Fox Sports Net. Yeah. Don't forget that. Yeah. Benchwarmer trading cards.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, listen, you FDAers, decide something safe. Let people
get
their hands on it.
One guy just said, decide on my own.
And Drew, that is such a valid point. We've talked about it before, the idea that all we do is sit around and talk to them about drugs, educate
such
your kids.
Point.
Talk about cigarettes, secondhand smoke, cigarettes.
Tell them about cigarettes. Tell them about drugs. Tell them about cigarettes. Tell them about drugs. Tell them about cigarettes. What about sex?
No. Oh, don't.
They'll start having it.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Is there any other behavior that you can refer that to? That logic is totally flawed. Here's the reality. The reality is you can traumatize a kid by giving them too much information about sex before they're ready. So please, by all means, be sensitive to what the kid needs and what they're questioning, what they can handle.
Yeah,
don't assume that by discussing it, you're going to encourage it.
I know.
A lot of people wouldn't know how to begin to discuss it with a 3-year-old, 5-year-old.
There's a million books out there.
You do that thing with your finger where you make the circle with your one hand and you poke your index finger through the other one. Yeah.
My kids tonight, they had to learn the anatomy of the penis and the vagina.
Where?
For their science class.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Yeah. What grade?
And for the first time, my daughter wouldn't do it. She's usually
good
like,
girl.
Hey, well, let's go. No, the boys were totally cracking up.
And what grade is this?
Fifth grade.
But they call it the Pepe and the hoo-ha, right?
Now they're getting the vas deferens, the prostate.
They call
the
penis and the vagina?
And they went, all the parts.
Vagina.
Wow. Vulva, labia, all the stuff.
What's the second one? That's part of the penis.
They were, whatever. They were like, fine, whatever.
Oh, man.
That's where the eggs go.
You learning something new tonight?
Look, but I mean, we got into this controversy 10 years ago with the condoms. Like, if the kids get hold of a condom, it's going to make them go out. No. And it's the same with birth control, and it's the same with the morning after pill. Please, all you hypocrite, a-hole right-wingers, you want to stop abortion? Here, this can put a dent in it. Obviously, you're not interested in it. You're more interested in preaching. All right. Just admit that. Don't say
there's
you're so
a lot of that
abortion.
In this country. There's a lot of
just
people.
Preach.
People get involved in ideas of humans
right.
rather than the facts of humans.
You just put a bullet in your head, you tards, and let us. And I agree with Drew on the far left, the far right, the far extremes, whoever you are. Just eat a goddamn bullet so sensible people could get on with their lives without you guys effing everything up. Jesus Christ. It's like you're if you're right thinking, sensible, rational atheist, you're punished by all the tards you're surrounded by in this goddamn society.
Hear, hear.
It's like, should we be punished for just being sort of level headed, sensible, rational about the topics? I don't have any kids. I don't have any vested interest in this goddamn pill. I just, as a level headed, intelligent person, I can see that this would make a difference. Why do we have to be punished by 1% of the idiots?
We'll be right back.
Eudaemonistic form
just
of life.
Just eat a bullet. Would you
Take
guys kill yourselves? Go see your
Take
God. Put a bullet in your head and go meet your goddamn maker. Leave us alone. Please. You got a God. It's paved. The streets are paved with gold. Put a bullet in your head. Jesus Christ. You retards. Yeah. They know he don't exist. You know he ain't there. That's why you ain't going to do it. You know it.
We didn't take any calls this
Who
segment.
Who cares?
You're scared
of
the morning after pill call.
All right. We're taking a break. Don't worry. I'll tell you when the guest is scared. She'll be scared later when I crash into her house.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. I'd apologize for Lisa Durgan's outburst last break. She's obviously passionate about this morning after pill and the FDA.
Oh.
You go to www.benchwarmer.com, by the way. You get You get a nice, well, you get the Benchwarmer cards here. We'll give you a free pack, yes? Yes. And you get the collector pack, which is the one minus the gum.
Minus the gum.
That's right. All right, let's get to the phones, Drew.
Good, Adam.
Come on, buddy.
Break it down. Jenny.
Jenny, you're 20.
Yes, I am. I'm about 6 weeks pregnant, and I did take the morning after pill within, I think it was less than 24 hours that I took it. And
it's not 100%. It's not 100%.
How does it work, and what are the effects of it? I mean, how does it guarantee it, I guess?
It doesn't guarantee anything. Uh-huh. It works by suppressing an egg from being released from your ovary. If the egg had already been released, you're going to get pregnant. Very simple.
Now then, my next question is, what are the effects on the baby if I decide
to
have the baby?
Zero. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, my other question
but,
is...
But don't expect great things anyway, though. I mean, Well, no, I'm just saying, you don't want to...
You're playing the odds?
Well, I'm playing the odds. I'm also saying that, going with low expectations, the kid graduates from college, it's a nice, pleasant surprise.
Okay. I have a question for her before she goes to the next one. What were the effects of taking it? Because even just the pill makes me nauseous. I couldn't imagine the morning after pill. That's got to be like a big horse pill or something. I don't know.
No, it isn't. It actually has...
Take it rectally. So.
The plan B has progesterone. It doesn't have estrogen, so it doesn't make you sick.
At all?
Not typically.
Yeah. But you take like three, right?
The Preven can make you sick, which has estrogen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jenny?
Yes?
Is the dad around?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, boy.
Kind of.
No, he doesn't. No, he's not happy about it.
Ugh. All right.
But I did have another question, though.
How about adoption?
No, I wouldn't consider adoption.
All right. How dare you, Adam?
Yeah. Better screw the kid up yourself.
Yeah. What's your other question?
Okay.
What about the abortion pill? I think it's the RU...
46.
I'm not sure exactly.
That's a totally different thing. That is an abortion pill.
Well, no, and I'm asking if I decide to do that. My doctor told me I had until the 18th to still do that.
Right.
But what are the risks with that? And I heard that it's also still not 100% that you might still have to go in for the procedure.
That's true. But it's fairly effective. It's fairly effective. And bleeding is the most significant complication.
You know the thing? I know I'm the 200th person to bring this up today, but I find it incredible that the RU486 is, to me, 86 means you're out of there. we'd always say in construction, a guy got fired, he'd get 86th. I don't know where 86 comes from, but 86 is a fairly well-known, meaning you're gone.
It was a food term when I was a waitress.
86?
Yeah,
means
86
someone left?
The mustard, yeah.
Oh, get rid of the mustard. Yeah, 86 doesn't even just mean like you're fired or you have to leave. It means it's gone. And the idea of this thing calling RU486 being an abortion pill just sounds like an abortion clinic's doctor's vanity play.
Yeah.
I don't know. As long as you're just picking random things and stuff, doesn't anyone want to pipe up and go, let's just make it RP?
It was a French product. Though.
All right, let's make it three. Let's get rid of four.
It'd be Edvu 486.
Edvu, yeah. That's the same when you were waitressing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 80. Where'd you waitress?
San Diego.
Really? Nice.
I was really good at it, too.
Oh, really? Why?
I would stack everything up my arm.
Oh, really? Do that thing with the plate where you hold three plates?
More than three.
Oh, more than three?
Yeah.
That's a lot because you do the one over the hand and then one in the middle and then one as it gets to the crease of the elbow, right?
Well, they were smaller plates.
Oh, I
think
see.
Everyone should be
in food service.
At one point in their high school or college years.
Yeah.
Because, man.
It's tough.
You just had to deal with a lot of different types of people.
Yeah. Well, you had a bunch of guys trying to pick you up all the time,
well,
right?
Well, the tips were good, yeah.
The tips are good.
But then you had people who were putting a pain in the ass and yelling at you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not really.
Everyone should be a doctor, too, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really deal with people.
A lot of people couldn't,
though. I'm not sure how the patients would feel about that. all right. Let's keep a rocking here and talk to Levi.
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
Actually, I had a question for Drew. Me and my girlfriend had sex in the hot tub on Friday night, and I was just wondering what kind of health things were involved with that, any kind of risks.
Pregnancy,
yeah. But she's on birth control, and nothing went inside.
She's fine. So. Sometimes you get a little diatomaceous earth up
sometimes
there.
Sometimes women can get a vaginitis from that, but that's really it.
Okay.
And there are certain fungus, skin infections and things, but that's anybody in a hot tub. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, good times.
Bacteria, Pseudomonas.
The real problem is the poor sap that's got to climb in there the next day with your nice jizz slick floating around in there. Honey, what happened? I don't know. Seagull must have crapped in here.
That is just an image that will stay with me.
And let me tell you something about semen in the hot tub.
Please tell us. I've not heard enough.
Well, it's like a sea mine in that it's magnetized. I mean, when a freighter starts steaming by, it starts moving toward whatever's in the water. It doesn't just randomly bob around like a rubber ducky. It will find you. It's like a parasite. It's like a tick. You know what I mean? It feels your heat and starts coming after you. So you go into that body water, it will come find you. And if you got a little hair on your body,
with your Sherwood Forest,
it's not going to come out. It's in there. It's still. God knows what I got on me. God knows. God knows. Yeah. The tubs I've been in, the action I've seen, a guy could be wearing the semen of 1,000 men around my waist. Maybe more. All right. Lisa Durgan here tonight. I'll be crashing into her path later on tonight after we do our Ambien, and we're going to do some Jägermeister out in the parking lot. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is here tonight. She's Stuff Magazine's sexiest sportscaster. You can also find her on the Best Damn Sports Show, period. And you can find her on these cards. It's really a sweep in the nation, by the way, these bench warmer trading cards, Drew. Surprised your kids aren't into these things yet.
Well, they will be. I just saw what Chris was doing with them.
Yeah.
Chris has a stack over there.
Yeah.
But they're not stacked. They're sort of arranged in a very frightening little special arrangement.
Yeah. Remember those bad detective movies from the 70s when they would finally break into the guy's one-bedroom apartment and they have pictures of the girl cut out? Yeah. The eyes were always cut out or darkened or
something
in or
weird,
something. Yeah, Chris is going to do something real weird to those cars.
Yeah. That scares me.
Mostly with body fluids.
He's going to make a collage.
With a spin arts.
Oh, no.
No. Except for, no, he's gonna make a very ghoulish collage out of those things, but he'll not be using paste to stick them to the construction paper.
Stop.
He'll be using crazy glue.
Good times.
I like the spin art.
Spin art, dude. And then you look at it with a black light.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's.
Wait a minute. This
will sweep the nation.
This
now.
Is gonna sweep the nation. Now, for those, do they still have spin art?
Of course not. You got to explain what it is.
Spin art is, now again, the Corollas never went in for this
because
it would have been $1, $1.50 at the time.
For
that
nothing.
Was crazy expensive. Yeah. You take a potter's wheel. This is a, do I have to explain what a potter's wheel is?
It spins real fast.
You know what a potter's wheel
is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you make ashtrays out of clay on. You take that. you take a little card.
Yeah.
It's like a little 6x6 card or 3x6 card.
Cardboard,
you stick it down to this thing, and it spins. And then for Buck at the carnival, you take a little mustard and ketchup squirting container, except for they have paint in it, and you squirt it on it while it's spinning around. And then when it stops, it turns out it made some funky kind of cool orbital design.
Sort of modern art
spinning. What would you do with it?
You'd put it up in your room and say, I made that.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of this.
Never heard of it?
No.
She was playing golf.
You're on the links.
Yeah.
You're on the links. I never went to a fair and saw that spin
She's
art.
She's too young for that.
I never saw spin art, but I used to go to the Del Mar Fair.
Spinning around.
San Diego.
Yeah. Well, I bet if you go to the fair tomorrow, they'll have that spin art stuff.
I think so.
They didn't get rid of it. Yeah, that's still around.
I'm missing out.
Point is if we could replace the paint with semen and the blank card with one of these bench warming cards or your favorite model, and then you display it with the black light. Now you got something. Chris. Yeah. All right, buddy. I went bring the black light and the card in tomorrow, okay?
All right. And it made that crazy noise. Would you put the
just a potter's wheel. Yeah, like, just whizzing around. Yeah, now the good thing is there is a shroud that goes around.
Well, it looks
it,
like a so cotton that, candy machine. Really
yeah,
what it looked like.
It's got the high plastic sort of bowl that the thing's inside of so the paint doesn't go flying around and get all over your slats.
Yes. The paint.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna replace that and then we look at it with the woods light. It's going to be great. Drew, seriously, this could really be just, hey, look.
I thought of it.
Yeah, this is Drew's. Right. This is his statement.
Brainchild, yeah.
There's Jesus in urine. Drew's got jizz on the spin art. It's going to be great. John?
I'll be proud of that always.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
You're 19?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I wanted to say that I called in less than a week ago. I was the guy who was drinking a 12-pack a day. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that I cut down to about a 6-pack a day now.
Fantastic. Have you heard of spin art?
I have. I actually had one.
Yeah.
I now, bought see, one that was some 19. Nickelodeon
he's,
thing.
He's 19 years of age now. See, it's not an age thing.
But is it only at the fair where this happened?
It's at, like, piers. Fairs on the pier, would you say?
And anywhere there's milk bottles to be knocked over with softballs,
right.
There's spin art.
Or there had been.
Go ahead, John.
So, John. Right, well, what I wanted to say is I had a panic attack today.
Yeah.
I remember Dr. Drew said, go ahead.
Have you?
Well, you're having alcohol withdrawal is the problem. And you need to, John, you need to get this medically managed. If you're starting to have panic and anxiety and tremulousness, this is your brain withdrawing from the alcohol.
And it'll get quite costly.
How's that?
The
always buying the booze every day.
Well,
oh, yeah.
But he's alcoholic. And going from 6 to 0 is going to be actually kind of dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, from 6 to 0. Now, going from a 12-pack a day to a 6-pack a day, not bad?
You
not
just
dangerous?
Get some symptoms. Yeah, like he's getting panic and anxiety.
But now you're talking about cold turkey.
Now you're taking it all the way down. And people don't taper down from their drug of choice. They just don't do it. It just never works.
So what do you suggest he does?
You need to get treated, John. You need to be seen by somebody who's addiction medicine certified or a psychiatrist. And there are medicines that can give you to prevent. Listen, 60% of delirium DTs ends up in fatality.
Really?
Alcohol withdrawal is the only drug withdrawal that is commonly fatal.
What's,
oh, my gosh.
What happens?
They get a collapse of the autonomic function of the nervous system. Their pulse mm-hmm. goes out of control. Their respirations become dysfunctional. They get pneumonias and they die.
Really?
So, yeah. Usually true DTs only emerges, though, when there's a second medical problem. Again, like an infection, pneumonia, heart attack, that kind
true
of thing.
True DTs or true deaths from DTs?
True DTs usually occur, you know, which is this uncontrolled outflow from the central nervous system, which results in a cardiovascular collapse, mm-hmm. usually is with a second medical problem.
But you can get the DTs and not die, right?
You can, but people just think of tremors and vomiting as DTs. That's just tremors and vomiting.
Oh.
DTs is fever and high pulse rate and low blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is he going to have to eventually have nothing? He can't just be the occasional
glass of wine. He's an alcoholic. I know that's hard for Lisa to get
an Ambien.
It's tough for her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, he's
glass of
that's
red.
Too bad. I really like a glass of wine
he's
with
an
yeah,
alcoholic.
Me too.
Well,
I'll be crashing at your pad tonight. I'll be bringing that glass of wine.
You are so not even going to know where I live.
Oh, believe me, I can follow you. And I'm like an Indian. I put my head to the ground. I can find a hot chick.
I'll drive really fast.
Inspector Clouseau here.
Yeah, I put my head down. Many blondes travel many more this way.
Nana Jay.
Nana Hey. Yeah, hey. Nana Jay. And then I do that thing where I hold my hand up, and there's a bunch of guys behind me in the cars, and they stop. And I consult, you know what
really
I mean?
Work here in LA.
And I reach down, and you know, I pick up like a discarded Kleenex on the side of the road, and I sniff it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. She traveled towards Sun and Miata. You pay much wampum for squaw like this. And then we just keep going. Wait, we'll find you. We'll crash right in your house.
All right. We?
Me, my posse.
Your posse.
My Indian posse.
Oh, I see.
All right. Where are we, Drew?
We're talking to Michelle. Mm.
Well, Lisa was saying she gets panic attacks on occasion.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think I had a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
I had shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm.
I've always got 20 things going on, mm-hmm. and I just felt a little anxiety going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're one of those overachiever chicks, yeah?
Yes. I guess
yeah.
so.
You're like a pusher. You're going.
I'm going.
Yeah. And you're also one of these people that... needs to be perceived a certain way, and I don't mean that in a bad way. But you're together. You smell good. You look good. There's a pressure to being you. I mean, you got to keep it together a lot. You're a pleaser.
I didn't think of it like that.
Oh yeah,
I think we speak up. You need to be perfect.
Yeah, you need to be perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
I know, but
yeah, but you
but
try.
Need to be, yeah.
You got to try.
Yeah.
you put too much pressure on yourself to try.
Well, then you don't need to say too much. You're putting
actually,
you know, you're sort of passing judgment when you say too much.
Well,
you put a lot of pressure if you try to be perfect. That's
well,
right.
Well, I'm not talking to a third grader here, Drew. I'm talking to an adult woman. Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, I know
people
what
get defensive when you say,
all right,
you're
don't
too
get,
this, you're
don't
too that.
Don't get defensive. I wish more women were like you, but I know your makeup. You are a pleaser in the sense that you don't want people to perceive you as anywhere other than well put together and well spoken and perfect, for lack of a better term. And it's a lot of pressure. See what I'm saying?
Well, the alternative is not what...
Yeah, see, what she's going to take from that is, well, who wouldn't want to be that perceived that way? That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with what you're saying. I'm not trying to be perfect.
Not better than.
Well, it's
not better than.
And by the way,
being perfect is not being better than. It's being,
I'm a high achiever.
Yeah, it's usually feeling less than that makes you feel
perfect.
Well,
hold on, I'm
going
to get stuck on semantics
here.
See what I'm saying? We're getting through here.
Thank you. Well, you are.
Yeah.
Here's my point. First off, striving to be perfect, not a bad thing. It just puts a lot of pressure on
you.
That's where you can have a panic attack.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Okay, so that's what that was? It was in the middle of the day.
Well, it ends up being a lot of work being you, if you think about it. I don't mean that in a horrible way either, but I just mean once you look this way and you present this way and people are used to seeing you, then it's like you can't have a bad day. You can't be in a bad mood.
Oh, I have bad days.
You can, but you just can't do it in front of other people. You know
I
what I'm
could.
Saying?
Yeah. I think it's funny because the panic attack happened when, you know, everything's right. So I don't know why I had a panic attack.
Yeah, why, Drew?
Unless that's not what it was, but I think it was.
Panic can occur. It's real hard to predict when a panic can occur. And they're usually out of the blue, and they're not necessarily in times when you're feeling blue or bad or anxious. They can just occur.
I'm never really blue.
I see.
I'm a peppy girl.
That's what we're talking about. Give yourself give yourself the freedom to be a little blue every once in a while. Take a me day. Put on some sweatpants.
That's me.
One of the things that can happen if you tend to be perfectionistic is that you can get so invested in
Drew's
that.
That way, too.
I'm very much that way. You get so much invested in that part of yourself that your genuine needs get sort of not paid attention to so much. And that can lead to panic, too.
That's
you
true.
You get depleted.
That's what happened to Drew.
And so you're...
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. You put too much pressure.
Hmm?
All right.
But you're not aware of it because you're just busy. You're just moving along. You're just moving along.
So I should just try the Adam way.
Yeah. Go. Yeah.
The opposite.
No, Adam listens to spin art and he listens
to spin art.
And he's in jacuzzis by himself watching things float around.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're coming to me, though. Remember that. Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question. I'm trying to get on the pill, and the doctor told me that when I started my period next cycle to start taking the pill this Sunday after I started it.
Yeah.
I just ended my period about last Saturday.
Yeah.
But I got it again this weekend. I took the emergency contraceptive, which the morning after pill a week ago.
Yes, so that will screw your period all up.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Just get on the pill. Don't worry about it. Just get going. So that business of starting the Sunday after your period and all that stuff, that's sort of an old-fashioned way of doing it. Just get going.
Start taking the pill this
Get going. Right, get going.
Stop talking when Drew's talking. Please just let him tell you what he's going to say.
There's a growing sort of consensus people should start the pill when you put it in their hands. Go.
Okay.
Start the pill. Yeah, your periods are all screwed up because of the morning after pill. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
All right.
Just give it time. It'll regulate, right?
Glad you're paying attention.
All right, baby doll.
There we go.
Take that pill.
Okay.
All righty. It's a weird impulse to not let people finish their sentence.
I keep thinking it's the phone or the something. Yeah,
it's a little of that. But it's also a little nerves. People either don't talk or they talk
nervous.
Too fast.
Mm.
Yeah, she was nervous. That's all right. That's all right. You're not going to have a panic attack, are you? No. You're feeling good, right?
No, I'm feeling great.
All right. Let's talk to John, who's 20. John?
How's it going?
Good.
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
When I'm first with a girl, like, when we're having, you know, sex for the first time with a girl, like, I can go for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, like, as I get comfortable with a woman, it's just not long anymore.
That's because you're not nervous anymore.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, quick. Like, minutes. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was wondering if that had anything to do with, like, because I'm not circumcised.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Just you.
I mean, so there's nothing.
Nothing.
Well, there's something you can do about it.
Yeah.
You can masturbate before you have sex, that kind of thing.
I've heard that.
Like, I do a while having sex.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But I've tried that. And that
while you're running away. While you're running away from the slick.
That's right.
Wait, what?
You guys are married.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I've tried that because I listened to you guys for a long time, about 3 or 4 years ago. I've heard that, and I've tried that. That doesn't work. I've tried to pull the foreskin up during the day. I've heard that.
Take your attention away from the circumcision. That has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Think about it. How could it be both? How could it cause you to be both prolonged initially and quick?
Well,
later.
He's not asking about the prolonged part. He's asking about the quick part. He's maybe extra sensitive, and that's what does
it. No, that's nothing to do with it.
Well, it could.
Nothing to do with it.
And also, first off, Drew, who's always right between me and you?
Why isn't he extra sensitive when he gets going in the first place?
Well, those nerves are factors.
Well,
all right, John.
There's not much I can do.
Well, you can. Here's what you can do. You can stop focusing on your foreskin 100%.
Yes. Take the mind off that.
Number one, because there's billions and billions of men who aren't cut and who don't have this problem.
Exactly.
So that you can go ahead and rule out of the equation. The next part is you can stop fretting about everything.
That's what's doing it.
Yeah. You just find yourself a girl, get comfortable with her.
Maybe go twice with her.
Give her that oral sex.
Well,
good at that. Believe me, when the meter's running once you get down there. I'm just saying, you take that 2-minute session, you turn it into 22 minutes by going down on her for 20 minutes. See what I'm saying? It's like a cab. You hop in the cab. You think, well, we're not driving anywhere. I'm just sitting in a cab. Oh, the meter's running. the sexual meter is running.
I'm not sure Lisa's on board with this.
No, Lisa's on board with this. But here's what I'm saying. You got a guy that can only last 2-3 minutes. Okay, not a great thing. But if he goes down on you and does a nice job for 20 minutes, then you can look at it as a 20-minute-plus session, basically.
Right.
As opposed to just a quick hit. And guys don't do that. Guys want to add another minute and a half to the intercourse. We're saying, yeah, just get down there and do a fantastic job downstairs, and you will have a satisfied customer. Yes?
I agree.
You agree. You're a woman of passion. Yes?
Here, here.
Yes. That's right. Oh, you're getting that St. Pauli girl outfit. True. They wear the skirt with the lederhose and skirt on it. The big frilly thing. Yeah. Oh, man.
And I have it at home.
Do you?
You can wear it.
I'll be crashing. The knee-high socks? Knee-high socks?
No, I didn't wear knee-high socks.
Oh, you didn't?
It was just like a corset, white corset.
Yeah. White
a little
corset.
Red skirt.
Slow down, yes.
You only wear it when you do the photo shoot.
No, you don't. You wear it all the time. Watch. I'm going to close my eyes. Yep, there you are. You're in it. You never take it off. It's like it becomes like a G.I. Joe's outfit or something. It's just his outfit. And what'd you wear for socks? Just shoes?
Just little black heels.
No black heels.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking.
It's an updated version.
I maybe think of the Aranja Boom girl or whoever that. Remember that beer, Drew?
I've heard of Aranja Boom, Dutch beer.
Yeah. I think she may have had some knee socks. Anyway, we're going to implement knee socks into the outfit.
Okay.
Because it could work.
It could be whatever you want it to be.
All right. That's right. Chris, you getting this? For your spin art collection tonight? Yeah. So, all right. St. Pauli girl. Oh, and a little puffy shoulder things. With did it have the elastic on the shoulders?
On the arm.
On the arms, right?
And it was kind of off the shoulder.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's the puffy thing you're talking about.
Yeah, go get the beer.
German looking.
Yeah. John?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes, sir.
Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right.
Is he a truck driver? What's he doing?
What are you doing, John?
Drug driver. I'm on the road right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a noisy piece of equipment he's driving.
What is happening?
21? They let 20-year-olds drive trucks?
I don't know.
My girlfriend and I, when we have sex, she slipped up a couple times and said she wishes my penis was a little bit longer, which I do too. I was wondering if there's a possibility, if there's something besides surgery that'll make my penis large, longer without having to have surgery permanently. And
all
I was
right.
wondering if smoking would actually help me.
Sure.
If I quit smoking, if it'll help the length.
All right.
No.
All right.
No.
It never hurts to quit smoking, yeah, but that's not going to do anything to your penis.
Well, it helps the blood supply, so it might help the tumescence.
He's 21. You need like another 20-pack here before it starts making a dent on the dork.
That's
but
true.
Here's the thing. Weights.
Oh, yeah.
Weights will do something.
We heard that from Dr. Alter.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well,
stretching it out.
You take a weight and you put it right on there, and eventually, you know, it starts heading down toward terra firma. Now, I don't know what it does for your erection. And also, Dr. Alter, who was in the unfortunately named Dr. Alter, who was in here talking about who does the gender reassignment, was talking to us about weights in conjunction with the ligament. Snip.
There, yeah.
No, well, I think they cut it. Right. It's not a football injury, Drew. It's thing crazy people pay for. But they snip the ligament down there. Then they essentially put the weight on it, and
it
starts to essentially pull it out. It's like taking a mailbox and pulling it out of the stick that's in the lawn with, you know, just lifting it up a little bit. You can use some weights even without the cut. It's a stupid thing. But if you're going to be sitting in a truck for 14 hours a day...
What's with the girlfriend? We don't know what he's in it.
I actually think that's kind of tacky of her to have said that, because now he's got the issue about it.
Oh, really?
In his head.
Good.
And you know what? He should throw something right back at her.
That's right. Yeah. Tell her she's got hairy nipples. That'll freak her out.
So smoking will help me increase my length.
What is... What?
Smoking will... Oh, shut up.
He's BS. He, of course, is BS. He hung up on his ass.
Smoking will help him increase his length. Alan?
Yeah, hi.
He's trying to help a trucker get a few extra inches on the dork, and this is how he repays you?
That's nice.
I'm disgusted at all he is. Alan?
Yes.
You're 23. You're a virgin?
Yes. I have a whitehead on my penis. I'm curious as to whether or not it'd be safe to have sex with my girlfriend. I've popped it a bunch of times over the last 2 years.
It keeps coming back.
I went and saw a doctor the other day. He didn't seem all that concerned about it.
What is it?
He's calling it a whitehead.
Yeah.
What's that?
Huh. And did he take it out?
What's a whitehead?
I'm sorry?
It's a recurrent pimple in the same spot?
Yeah, pretty much.
It means like a pimple whitehead.
What do you mean pretty much? Is it exactly in the same spot?
Well, it's in the same spot, but it wasn't there when I showed it to him. But I popped it last night while I was on the john in the john.
Yeah,
where exactly do they occur?
You know I'm circumcised, so you know the brown ring.
Yeah,
just below that.
So it's towards the tip.
Yeah,
it's ring around the collar. We call that.
Towards the tip.
It's right at the head there.
Tip is that
not
confusing?
The head, no.
Where is it? Towards the base?
I'm going to say mid-shaft.
Mid-shaft.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Do we have to get into the brown ring around the head discussion if it's in the middle? It's like, your car's dented. What part? Well, you know the front fender? Yeah. Well, this is the quarter pound. Just say the goddamn part.
I know.
You have to discuss all the other parts that it's not?
If it's healed, Alan, you're fine.
Our callers.
I don't
can't
understand.
Stand these people.
It's healed, right? It's healed now? Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Alan, listen to me. You're 23. You're a virgin, right?
Right.
This is just the kind of talking that's made you a virgin all these years. You got a girl stupid enough to agree to have sex with you now, right?
Yeah.
All right, then
hey,
shut up.
I think it's great he called if he's concerned.
I think it's fantastic, too. Just be quiet and have sex, would you? Put the condom on.
Okay.
All right. Is there any dumber people on the planet than the people that call this show?
Tonight.
I would
hit
our callers against any other radio program, national or local,
tonight
and their stupidity.
Win. Tonight would win.
They're confused by their own questions. Pop your zit, get to humping. Would you screwball? You're 23. Let's go now.
Saw a doctor.
Get a hand
in.
Let's break it. Lisa, get a hand in. Break
it
down now. Listen, gentlemen, that helmet is not a chair. And I use that term.
Whatever.
Yeah, all right. loosely, gentlemen. All right, we got Lisa Durgan is here tonight. She's got herself some bench warmer training cards, trading cards. Chris going to do a little spin art on those a little bit later on. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is here tonight. She's the babe from the Fox Sports Net. Yeah, also she can be found as a correspondent on the Best Damn Sports Show, period. And then has these new trading cards out. They're called Benchwarmers. And it's www.benchwarmer.com. You get a free one, you go there. Yeah? Yeah. I'll give Chris another pack over there for a spin out. There you go. It's great.
He's so excited.
It's
yeah,
great.
He is.
You know what's great about having Chris over here? Makes $10 an hour. It's like working with a catfish. It just some guy sends us some crappy junk. Here you go, buddy. There you go. Someone sent us some flash frozen White Castle burgers the other day, and a T-shirt that says, Big Johnson pipe fitting equipment. The guy with the stupid gay. Hey, here you go, buddy.
Is it more like a big lab or something?
No, catfish.
Catfish.
It's just whatever whatever comes out of you that what your waste is his dinner. That's all I'm saying, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Oh, it didn't come out that way at all.
I'm just saying. No, here's the thing: you work at a radio station, you get a fair amount of junk sent to you.
Yeah,
I just don't have any more room for any more T-shirts or any more. Just here, try this inflatable that or this novelty this. People send you stuff. They're well-intentioned for the most part, but it's just so much junk that just ends up, you know what it ends up? It never gets out of your car. Yeah. Ends up sliding around the trunk of your car for 6 months.
That never takes stuff out.
And eventually,
right?
Well, you don't want to take it out of the car.
Because you have no place to put it.
You don't want to bring it into the house because it's an inflatable sheep.
Don't even bring it in your car then.
That's what I'm talking about with the catfish over here. Take the inflatable sheep and the flash frozen Hand White off. Castle burgers. Here you go, buddy. That's right. And that's a big day for you, right?
It's nice.
Did you eat those White Castle burgers?
Not yet. They're frozen.
They're in your car? They're still in your
car?
No. You brought them in?
They're in the kitchen.
Okay, good.
Is this White Castle like mm-hmm. an
Not
East Coast thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. I'm
that's
from
right.
San Diego.
All right. Well,
I'm in New York at a party, and there was all these White Castle little mini burgers.
Yeah. Right. White Castle and Spin Art, evidently, are the two things that did not make it out to
San Diego.
I'm sheltered.
Maybe. They don't have In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. We've got that.
We got that. And I would say we... Now, here's the thing about... Here, by the way, is the thing about these regional foods, because I work in an office filled with guys from everywhere but California who love to argue about nothing the entire day. And you're always getting these arguments over who has the better burger and who's this and that. A lot of this stuff is just the one you enjoyed with your dad when you were 9.
Right.
It gets burned in just like some song that you think is great or some chick you think is hot just because it's from that initial impression. That initial impression, yes. I think when you just sort of break it down, though, I would say the In-N-Out burger. Yeah, get a hand and break it down. I'd say the In-N-Out burger probably superior to most burgers around the country.
I don't understand how it could get better.
And I didn't try it when I was 9. I didn't try it until I was in my
20s. I don't see how it could get better.
I like
Thank
the French
you.
Fries.
Yeah. Good fries, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Always feel like I'm getting chipped over there because I don't know the language.
It's hard to make an order.
Because some guy in front of you has ordered the 4x4 Manimal, and you just ordered the regular one, and you feel like he knows something you don't know, but I can't figure out what he knows. All right. Lauren?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's happening?
Okay. I just recently had my son. He's 5 months old. And
congratulations, baby.
18.
Thank you.
All right.
And after that, I've gotten birth control and...
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
...for Vera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
...the shot. And I was wondering if it was any cause to not wanting to be... intimate with my boyfriend.
Well, just having had a child can turn your libido down quite a bit. But I'll tell you what, that shot, the Depo-Provera shot, will shut some women down completely.
Okay, mm-hmm. See, that's yeah. exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm. What is that shot?
It's progesterone, and it's a birth control shot. It's a 3-month shot. You basically bleed continuously for the first 3 months, and you lose your period after.
Didn't
that.
Didn't we agree not to use the term bleed?
Have you slough? What did I say?
Slough. Say slough. Now go ahead and start again.
And
start again.
Lisa just did one of those.
Start from the top, Drew.
Yeah, the it's a progesterone, and so you get sloughing for 3 months.
I'll just say you slough. Let's try it again. Let's take it from the top. It's
progesterone.
And, hold on. And action.
Progesterone agent makes you slough for 3 months, and then you'd have no period after that. It's effective for 3 months, and kids don't need to take it over and over again. They don't need to remember to take a pill, and so it's a very effective birth control. But it has a lot of side effects for some women, interestingly. They get depressed, get energy problems, and they lose their libido. They can really shut down.
Is this boyfriend
that
the same?
Sound great
well, not. But some women actually it enhances their libido. That's the craziness about women is that for us as men anyway, it's such a tremendous spectrum of biological responses.
It's a roll of the vagina, as we like to say.
Of the ovaries, of the ovaries.
You're rolling those ovaries. Hey, Lauren.
Yes.
Is this boyfriend of yours, same guy who's the father of your child?
Yes.
Yeah. It's quaint. It's
very
unusual.
Quaint.
Yes.
The whole 5 months he's hung out.
Yeah.
All right. What's he do?
He goes to school just like me, but I work. So I work and go to school. Actually, I homesteady. So
nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and go junior college.
How dare you?
Yes.
High school.
All right. That high school?
Yeah.
You guys going to junior college or high school?
No, I'm a senior, actually.
High school.
High school. What about him?
Same with him.
Oh, you're both in high school.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, listen, forget about junior college. I know you're thinking about it now. Don't worry about junior college. You worry about me and a mom. He should worry about getting some work.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, here's what he can do. He can do some sort of vocational thing where he learns how to do underwater welding or something for 8 months. But then he gets busy right after that, gets some sort of degree, some sort of certificate, and then pow. This is what everybody who isn't going to a regular college needs to do. They need to learn like computer. They could be an ambulance driver. They could learn typewriter repair.
Whatever.
Learn something. Takes about 6 months, and then pow, start working. And by the way, you can do okay with this stuff. You learn how to weld. You get a union gig, whatever. Next thing you know, you're getting $37 an hour. Mike.
This question's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've heard you talk about sex addicts before. Uh-huh. And just like when I heard you talk about it, like I'm really addicted to like phone sex and cyber sex and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if that was a characteristic or,
of addiction?
Yeah, I mean cyber, the whole idea of internet porn addiction is a growing area of expression of sexual addiction. There's literally.
Do you have any idea where that could come from? Or?
Well, if sexual addiction in general, if first of all, you want to predict, you want to
hold on.
Have that diagnosis, you want to have a family history of alcoholism.
What 17-year-old isn't going to get addicted?
Yeah, I know. That's
the internet.
I know. Yeah.
Do you have any addiction in your family? Alcoholism?
No. The only thing that I could ever think of was, I mean, and probably not even a big deal. It's just like when I was like three or four, like, I just had, like, a girl next door, and, like, we used to pretend we were married and, like, did, stupid, marriage game.
Oh, we've all did.
But not, I beg your pardon, Lisa. Yeah. But but no intercourse, anything like that.
No.
Yeah, nothing directed sexually. No,
right,
that's
right.
But, look, you may just be a 17-year-old who just has basically a crack pipe sitting in his bedroom, which is the internet.
Drew. Imagine.
When we were 17.
Imagine 16, 17 years old, a magical box.
In your room.
It's in your room, and this is a porthole to the world. It's like, hey, you know that Alyssa Milano, you see her on that TV show? Want to see her topless? Yeah. What do I got to do? Climb Mount Kilimanjaro? Yeah. No, it's right here in the box. I just type her name in. Yeah. What? Yeah. Paris Hilton, you seen that show? Is she on? Uh-huh. Yeah. She's giving oral to this dude. Really? How do I? I take rough cut diamonds and drag them to Indonesia? No, it's right in the box. Here we go. Yep, there she is. Like, if someone could bring you back, if someone built a time machine and just brought you that, oh my God. And like, you got a question, you got term paper coming up, right?
Yeah.
You got a question about something?
You go to the library, right?
No. It's in the box.
You go to the library, flip through the cards.
Read
the old books.
No, what are you doing your term paper on?
Mount Kilimanjaro, interestingly.
Mount Kilimanjaro, there you go. It's printing. It's printing your pay. It's printing your term paper.
Oh my God.
You got to type your name in, though.
Where's Lisa Milano?
I'll get back here. Yeah, that's it. What are you into? You into big jugs? You into black chicks? Black and white? Like anal? Big dongs? Stump porn? What are you into? What do you like? I'll just type her in. Give the main word.
He's about on the floor.
Yeah. There's a magic box. You'd be guard. First, you'd be up all night with a pistol. Like, just sitting in front of it, like, just sweating, like a whip and a pistol. Like, anyway, someone's going to try to get this box away from me. I won't let them do it. What? You would go nuts.
Your head would just crack open. You'd explode.
Your head would explode.
You sound bitter.
Head would explode.
We missed it, yeah.
Oh, I had my raft box.
And the St. Pauli girl cutout.
There you go.
Yeah. So
Good times. The
point is what...
What's what would wouldn't you be compulsive? Doing? Yeah.
What 17-year-old guy would not...
It suggests, when you really think about it, a new sort of imperative in parenting. Help 17-year-old males contain themselves.
Yes.
Because they can't do it on their own again.
It's true. What I can't, especially now. Here's the other thing too.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to navigate every kid who's born after 1990 is going to be able to navigate the computer the technician of years ago. Just typing 70 words a minute and stuff. They can find anything they want. So whatever it is, if they can't find a picture of their favorite star naked, they'll build one on the computer. I don't know how you're going to get, and if you think about, when you were 15 or 16, Drew, and the crazy, the testosterone kicking in, the hormones kicking in.
Please.
How do you get yourself away from the computer? No? Yeah.
What is this going to do? Desensitize everybody?
I think it might charge them up. I think it might... heat things up a bit.
And then
Mike's a great... Maybe we should sort of poke at Mike a little bit and see what this may be a new breed.
Mike?
Yeah.
So you got a time machine? So,
now. So you had no sexual abuse and no addiction in the family, right?
No.
So that sort of mitigates against... unlikely.
Is a computer in your room?
No, we just have a computer room, and I usually do it, like when my parents aren't home or whatever.
I hope so.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Hey, do you do it in the middle of the night, or do you just do it during the day when they're at work?
Both.
Yeah. All right. And you sneak in and you see, here's the thing. If you have a computer, you put the computer in the middle of the living room, you have a spotlight on it, you put it inside a shark cage. And
don't matter.
You just have kid will dig under the house and come up through the bottom, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh. Jeez. All right. I'm angry. Nutty. I don't know why I'm angry.
So he's worried? What's his question?
He thinks he's doing too much of this and that it's he's getting out of control. He may be. He sounds compulsed about it, that's for sure. But we're sort of exploring whether or not that what's happening wouldn't
be compulsed. Here's the only thing I think is going to save a teenage boy is a girlfriend that's going to cut into it.
Yeah, yeah.
B, a social life. Lots of friends, lots of activities.
And some break it, just like you would an eating habit or something. It's any little compulsion. You got to stop.
It's hard. Let me tell you the number of times I've said to myself, no beating off, and the times I've actually not beat off after making the proclamation of no beating off.
How about the shame you feel after you actually do?
I'm disgusted at myself.
Disgusting.
Not just myself, it is the world.
But do you think that, going back to this guy, do you think that affects his relationships?
He doesn't have any. That's the
thing.
He's busy. He's 17. Okay. He's busy, taking the wind out of his own sail. Here's what I'm saying. He's got to get something.
Yeah.
He's got to get a girl, and he's got to get activities. He's got to get a sport. He's got to get a hobby. Yeah. He's got to get golf.
That's what he needs.
You've got to get golf. 6 hours out there chasing a ball around. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Drew just scalded me with steaming hot water. Wait a minute. You scolded me or scalded me?
Scalded.
Yeah, scalded
Scolding
me.
Is what you always do to me.
Yeah, you scalded me, Drew. By the way, did you have that in the microwave?
No.
Oh, really? Just out of the hot tamp
dispenser,
thing.
Yeah.
Wow, thing was hot. Anyway, Drew's a clumsy man. He's a man of exquisite passion, but yet clumsy. So I could imagine.
You just come to terms with that. You just.
No, I know. I just imagine the ladies. Here's a man who's, you know, highly motivated yet clumsy. That could, you know, he could break some hearts, some hymen, some furniture in the bedroom.
But that's endearing. Girls like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Lisa Durgan, big fan of Dr. Drew over there. She's a woman of passion herself, yes?
Thank you.
Engineer Chris has got some paper towels. Hold on a second. Chris, you may take one of those paper towels for yourself. It's going to be a long ride home with those trading cards. Long ride. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why ruin the nice velour interior in the Ranger? Oh, yes. Nothing wrong with that.
You need to give him something to collect for his spin art. Forget the paper towel.
All right. Lisa Durgan here tonight.
I'm going to go visit his brother tomorrow.
www.benchwarmer.com. Engineer Chris's brother works at a
Starbucks
somewhere around. Well, it's within a 40-mile radius of where Drew works. Drew thinks he can get save a nickel on a medium cup of Java.
So far, no go.
But he's going back again. Yeah, have your brother.
Maybe he'll cut like 10 cents off.
Yeah, have your brother float Drew a break over there. How many times we got to mention the place on the air before he gives you a cup of Java?
Exactly.
All right, let's. I had a weird thing happen to me.
What happened?
I was, I went to the Coffee Bean place down the street from Kimmel's.
Yeah.
And we go there. All the riders go there after the lunch meeting every day, get a cup of coffee, and I always pay. And I had a guy who never pays who was with me who wanted to get his card stamped. And I don't have a card. Drew, what are you doing?
What are you doing there, Chris? Oh, okay. We're getting it a little. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
You had to see what I saw. I was trying to get your attention.
I saw it too.
Well, this guy's got a boner.
I know.
He's trying to sit down with a boner.
I understand.
It's not easy.
I understand.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're at the coffee.
Oh, yeah. So they stamped the card. I don't have the card. That's low rent. You know that card where you go, you get 10 of them, you get one free?
Yes.
But the guy I did buy the coffee for had the card. He wanted to get his card stamped, even though I bought him the coffee.
Yeah.
I told him no. You know what I mean?
You're a prick.
That's a power move, right?
No.
And he was like, they were like, well, we'll stamp any card because you guys just bought five coffees. But I don't have a card.
You're being
an a-hole. Wants his card. I was being an a-hole.
Yeah.
But it's a nice move.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, why don't you just stamp? I said, nah, don't stamp his card. There'll be no stamping. Yeah?
So you're calling your friend low rent.
Yeah. I don't have a card to stamp. Right. I just don't want. That's my move. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a power move. Does that turn you on, Lisa?
No, that wouldn't turn me on.
I thought so. What'd she say?
Claudia, 22. Claudia?
Yeah?
There you are. What's up?
Our man was so powerful he could buy three medium coffees and then not get his buddy's card stamped. That kind of power, that kind of flagrant power doesn't turn you on?
It's not enough.
Wow. Oh. La-di-da.
You have to buy like 10 coffees.
Yeah. Claudia?
Yes.
You're 22. No one's named Claudia anymore. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
What happened to Claudia?
It's a pretty name.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right,
go ahead. The last one. So my question is, I like rough sex.
Sure.
And I also mean kind of like role playing, you know, like a little bit of bondage, nothing too severe, and it's with someone that I trust very much. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned about the activity just because I'm surprised that I'm so drawn to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what's your question?
Do you have a safe word when you guys get rough?
A safe word? We've never gotten rough enough that that's really been necessary.
All right.
But I know what you mean.
All right.
I don't know what you mean. What does that mean?
Safe word?
When it gets a little too far?
Later when I crash into your house?
Right.
I was explaining it.
I think that...
All right, hold on. I got to explain this. Safe word...
I think I get it, but...
Well, it's all right. Let's say if you're into the rough trade, you know, like a little
this
bondage.
This is the S&M thing going on.
A little S&M going on. We get a little role-playing. You know, I give a little tug of the hair, tell how much you love it, talk about the spin art. And I give it a tough talk. I'm like, those crappy trading cards, no gum. What were you thinking, bitch? shh, don't talk.
All
don't
as
talk.
You're holding
and I'm
the
grab,
hair.
I'm grabbing
don't,
your
don't
hair.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
This is what it's going to sound like when we get it on.
Something to smile about.
Is that you?
David on Greer doing an Adam impersonation.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like.
And at one point,
I get
the safe
tired
word
when I'm done.
Gets said, and it all goes back to, hi, honey.
If it gets out of hand, we got a safe word, you see? And I hear that safe word, and, you know, I know to stop. Like, for us, it'd be, my boyfriend's home. That'd be our safe word. All right, okay. I hear that. I pull right out. Yes, Drew? Yes. All right.
I just remember the I Hate Your Mother story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, but like I said, that's not really the issue that I'm calling about. I'm just concerned that that's what I'm drawn to because the behavior itself is something that has so much stigma attached to it.
All right. Well,
it doesn't have any stigma attached. It's just it can mean things. And if you need high levels of arousal in order to feel sexual, it can mean that the parts of your brain that sort of normally become aroused have been, let's call it, burned out or changed as a result of high levels of maybe abuse or even deprivation in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are ways that those things happen. If you're just into this as sort of a style, something you kind of just enjoy, that's fine. But if you need it to function sexually, then it means something.
So what should she do?
I'm curious about what you said. What do you mean by deprivation in terms of childhood?
Well, if you were abandoned, neglected, that sort of thing.
Wow. See, that could strike a clue. And that's why I've always been curious, because there's no sexual trauma, and that's often what people attribute to sort of...
It's different forms of abuse
physical,
get you there.
Yeah. Deprivation. So you were left alone.
Or abandoned. I mean, not...
All right. Yeah. Latchkey kid, we used to call him back when they're making movies of the week about that sort of nonsense. All right, baby doll. How about a little therapy, everybody?
Could be.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Lisa Durgan for coming in here. Always a delight.
It's always great seeing you guys.
And a good sport. Always a good sport.
You guys are like the married couple, I swear.
Thanks.
So cute.
Yeah. This week, I get to be the dude.
No way.
Oh, yeah, because it's an odd. Oh, no.
I caught last week.
Oh.
We got to work this out. Yeah, we got to have. What's our safe word?
F you.
Drew's safe word is I'm hungry. We go out to Noggles at 4 a.m. Lisa Durgan, everybody, www.benchwarmer.com. Get these cards and get the collector series with no gum. They're going to be worth something one day.
Absolutely.
Chris, you bring the spin art back tomorrow. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Good night.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.